Chapter 8, Keeping Users Central, Involving User Groups.
Services must work in partnership with men and women with learning difficulties. Everyone, from top to bottom of an organisation, must believe in working with users, understand why it is important, and work to make it happen. Money and staff for user involvement should be part of the main budget of the service, not just given when there is some spare money, or rely on staff to support user groups in their own time. There should be opportunities for staff and users to train together. A service that really wants to involve users will have senior managers and other top people regularly meeting with men and women with learning difficulties.
Planners and policy makers attending user meetings.
Users attending council meetings.
Managers meeting with users representatives regularly.
Users on committees and subgroups with good support. Parallel user groups with negotiating power and a clear process for joint working with staff and professional groups. Users actively involved in checking and evaluating services. User involvement written into contracts with providers. To make sure individual users are involved, the service will have
an individual life plan
for each person and use the life plans to develop services.
A well-used complaints procedure.
Users choosing their own support workers.
Active users groups,
which have power to change things in residential homes, day centres and clubs.
User groups for people from minority ethnic groups.
Staff specially appointed to support users groups to work to change services.
Easy to understand information
about services in different languages and using signs and symbols, photographs, tapes, video and computers.
How users were involved in changing days.
3 changing day user groups were set up in Cambridge, Hackney and Hereford. These groups worked alongside the professional changing day groups. Some of the good things the groups did were
taking part in changing days steering groups alongside professionals, speaking to social services committee members about their ideas for future day services,
visiting different parts of their own and other people's services,
making videos of their lives and services,
searching out new opportunities locally, places to go, things to do,
taking photographs to help people identify new staff and their new roles in services,
creating a booklet on things to do in the community which costs little or nothing,
writing a booklet, help people make friends,
organising an activity day at the centres and inviting people from the community.
What helps?
The things that helped these groups grow strong were
regular support
from staff willing to give generously of their time in and out of working hours,
strong support from management in writing and with money,
easy to read papers,
using everyday language and pictures,
managers keeping in regular contact with users,
professionals being willing to change the way they run meetings, the times and the places to fit in with users' needs.
Cambridge User Group.
This is what members of the Cambridge group thought was good about being involved in changing days.
Being able to meet new people and make new friends.
We spent time out of the centre.
We have worked well in groups. It has been somewhere to talk about problems and worries.
We have worked with a steering group.
We have talked to managers about what we want.
We invited a guest speaker to talk to us.
We have had free lunches and drinks at meetings.
Hereford User Group.
This is what members of Hereford Group said was good about being involved in Changing Days.
Looking at what we like and do not like about our lives and the services we use.
Finding out what others think and feel about things.
We want the user group to keep meeting and to grow.
We want to find out the views of service users and take them back to management and social services.
We want to go to centres and tell users what is possible and help them to stand up for themselves.
Involving people with complex needs.
Services should also listen to people who need a great deal of help every day in their lives. These people may need extra help to speak up. In Hackney, one young man was a member of the Changing Day user group right from the beginning. Although he could not speak, he could show how he felt about what was going on. He also helped the group remember the needs of people who have greater disabilities than themselves. Some services are good at asking people with learning difficulties what they think about their service and changing things because of what they say. This should happen in all services.